Live from Owings Mills, another Purple Report by WNST correspondent Luke Jones.
John Harbaugh met with the media as the Ravens count down to Sunday's meeting with the Bears.
All right, good seeing everybody. Appreciate everybody being here. Good day, beautiful day, good practice, spirited, sharp. So getting ready for Sunday. What questions do you have?
John, how good was it to see Kamara back out in the practice field?
It was good. It was good. I thought I was happy with all the guys, seeing everybody out there. We got a lot of guys out there, so that was great.
With Lamar, it was kind of dramatic, though. He was like the last one to come out.
Yeah.
Everyone was there with bated breath, but I guess.
Oh, really? I mean, should I repeat the way you asked the question? Bated breath. What is bated breath, Jerry?
That's an old. Let's go to your dad for that.
One. Okay, I never understood that term.
Just knowing what he means to the team, does the energy level change from the guys when they see
him? You know, I think the energy level changes. Heck yeah, Lamar's he's our quarterback. He's a great guy, but also the all the guys being out there and where we're at and what we're trying to accomplish and all those things. I mean, our guys respond with great energy, you know, and that's something I feel great about this team in that sense. I feel we're that way in the meeting rooms. Guys are that way in the weight room. Guys are that way in the practice field. So that's what we expect from our guys, and that's what I appreciate about them.
John, with Lamar being out there, what do you consider his chances of playing?
It's hard to put a number on it. I think it's just part of the process right now. I really don't have any shareable injury intelligence for you guys at this point. What do you think of that? Where's Mike at? Preston. You like that? Oh, he went upstairs? He didn't hear that. Thought you guys would like that one. It's the first time it's kind of, it's a new one.
Definitely
new. Is he someone, though, I imagine he doesn't need a lot of that.
Yeah. Yeah, I would agree with that. I would agree with that. I don't think we're thinking about it that way. You know, we're focused and locked in on the Sunday game, and that's it right now.
Hey Coach, one of those guys, Patrick Carr, how important is to have him along with Derrick Henry in that scheme?
Yeah, if Pat is back out there and he practiced today, then that's a big plus for us. So it's important. I'm just excited, you know, for the opportunity for the game, really. I mean, all those things you guys are talking about are all part of it, you know. It's all who, what, you know. We'll just have to see how that plays out. You just don't know, but we're preparing with the guys who are practicing, and then we'll see how we get through the week, and we'll get to the game, and we'll play with the guys who can play, you know, just like we have been doing. But we're looking forward to it, and we just want to play our best football. You know, we want to execute, we want to be physical, we want to be sharp, we want to be good. We're playing a very good team, and we're looking forward to that, and it's an important game for us. Yeah, like I said, I don't think I want to get into all that. You know, really no value for me to be making too many comments on that. So it's better that it's not we don't need to put the information out there, really.
With Lamar, is it something you're watching for?
No, like I said, there's no shareable injury information available at this time.
What did you see from Tyler Huntley? You know, I know he came off the bench in that Rams game.
Yeah.
Out
yeah, I thought he played well. You know, I thought he played well. He practiced well. He looks good.
Coach, for a matter of clarity, there was this report out that the coaches had all these games and extracurriculars removed from the locker
yeah.
room. Can you put any clarification? Was that the players or the coaches?
I would say that the report was inaccurate and false. The stuff was taken out of the locker room. I was informed of it after it was gone by the equipment guy. And that the players, the veteran players, a couple of veteran players got together and decided they wanted to take that stuff out. So my pinball machine that I had gifted the guys 2 years ago at Christmas, I don't know where it's at right now. So
really?
I don't know where it's at. It's in the storage room somewhere, I guess. I'll take it home. I'll take it back home. I like pinball.
Can we find it? Can we?
Yeah. You want it in the media room. Maybe it's in the media room right now.
Noticed.
It's not. Okay, you would notice. Okay. That's why you're really asking. I see.
You don't need
John, given, I know you asked this question about the short turnaround, but does your preparation at all with the short turnaround week change strictly based on how this season's on? Is there a greater sense of urgency at 1-5 preparing for this week than it would be in a typical short turnaround week?
I would say no, because the sense of urgency is always great. Now, how you feel inside about things, you know, your inner well-being is a little different. You know, it's tough. You know, it's not fun being 1-5, and that's true. And so you walk around carrying that every single day, and that's part of the deal. But you got to be strong. You know, you got to have broad shoulders and deal with it. So we're just trying. But the sense of urgency for the game, I don't believe so, because the sense of urgency for the game is always at the highest level it could be. I've always seen that of our guys, and I always believe that about our guys.
John, you mentioned it was a spirited practice. Do you think that was because Lamar was back on the field, or did you just feel a sense of energy from everyone involved?
The latter, yeah, definitely the latter. It's been that way. We've had spirited practices throughout, so I'm not saying anything's changed, but having a lot of the guys back is definitely, you know, is a plus.
Do you anticipate putting Tavis Robinson into reserve? Is there a reason you haven't?
No, we have today. So he was put on injured reserve, or will be, and then Emery will be brought up to the active.
John, you had said clearly, it's not an injury question related to Sunday, but you said clearly that it's up to Namde to talk about his status. We haven't been able to talk to him. Has there been any discussion about a surgery for him, or is that did he have a surgery?
No, he hasn't had a surgery. I guess I can say that. But it's one of those deals that just I would like to share more, and I'm sure we will be able to at some point, and maybe the club could figure out some way to express it. But it's, you know, just with HIPAA and things like that, I can't share somebody else's information right now. So. It's just all I can do. It's all I can say. I can see why everybody would want to know more, and I'm sure you will at some point, but it's not really for me to say. It's absolutely not for me to say.
Okay. John, we did see Marlon out there after practice on Monday. Anything to share
that? Sick, ill. Yeah, I got a call at 4:18 this morning. He was not doing well, and I don't think he's doing too much better right now, so he's sick, yeah. We didn't want him here, you know, being that sick, so.